This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's your evening spank with Julia and Tyler. Ew. Gossip on the go while you're cooking, cleaning, or whatever you do at night. Not that it's any of my business and not that I really care. You're welcome.
Today is Wednesday, March the 4th.
And we're spanking hard today because there's a lot of news.
There is. Do we have some breaking news, actually? Do we have like a breaking news bed? Like a
do you want me to do one?
Yeah, if you can.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that was freaking impossible.
That was aggressive. Oh, my God. Breaking news. Ultra Music Festival in Miami has been postponed.
And by postponed, do they probably mean canceled? Because, like, how else are you going to make time for something that happens at the same time every year?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big thing to just move around.
Big thing. I guess the Miami city officials, because it's coming up 2 weeks from this weekend, right? So the city officials wanted to postpone it. The people at Ultra were like, yeah. And now this is just coming down with, like, at the last hour, Miami Herald says that it is being pushed back. Here's the thing. It's still Miami Music Week. There's still parties that are going to be happening everywhere throughout Miami. People have already booked flights from around the world. You don't think for a second
that sucks
that people aren't still going to go down there and do everything? Because it's like Lala weekend, right? Whenever you have a big event like that, there's every other party that goes on around it.
Yeah.
And that's still going to happen. It's still Miami Music Week. That's still going to be a thing. Hotels still going to be sold out. No one is not going to not go there now. And by the way, those other DJs that are already going are still doing 1,000 other side gigs on the side.
Well, that's what I'm saying is you're going to have a hard time rescheduling it if that's what you're going to do, because this is like kind of the kickoff to all music festivals, because a couple weeks later is Coachella and then the rest of them just kind of unravel after
South
that.
By Southwest too.
When does that happen?
That is in three
is that
weeks.
After?
That's still happening, although there's a petition with like 40,000 people on it that say they should cancel it.
That's so stupid.
But a lot of people are pulling out. of the festival, a lot of big sponsors and stuff, but the Bond movie they pushed back the opening. Amazing Race isn't in production right now. Disney Plus had a bunch of stuff planned. BTS canceled their shows in South Korea.
I understand touring artists, because you're just going around everywhere and you're on transportation all the time. Even though, like, literally starting next weekend, I'm gonna be traveling every weekend for 3 weeks.
Yeah, let's go. Fine.
I'm just going to bring my little can of Lysol wherever I go.
Just wash your hands, right? That's all they need to do. Although I keep seeing stuff on the internet about what people are saying about washing your hands and how soap is now sold out at a bunch of different places. It's like, yo, were you people
right.
not washing your hands before?
People definitely were not. No, I did a topic on my show the other night. Who's more disgusting and who do you think doesn't wash their hands more, men or women? And so many guys called in and were like, dude, I watch people walk out of that bathroom all the time. And with men, it's more disgusting because your hand directly touches your piece.
Wait, what? What do you think we're doing in there? Do you think we're just grabbing it and whatever else while we're in there?
Well, girls can go to the bathroom without ever touching it.
So can guys. It's very simple.
You have to hold on to it.
Nobody can see that, by the way. You don't have to hold on to it. It's what the front of your, like, if you're wearing jeans, it's what the front of your jeans are for, yeah?
You go no hands at the urinal?
Oh, it's easy to go no hands.
What?
Super easy. Am I blowing your mind right now?
I always thought it was a...
Ask Josh if he's a no hands guy or a hands guy. You can do both.
He's napping right now.
Yeah, no, I know. It's 5:58. That's what he does. Hey, do you have a new song by him, by the way? Can we hear it?
Can we hear the new song? I know he'll get so mad if we do this.
Yesterday, we found out Julia's boyfriend, Josh, used to be in a punk band, and we played an amazing song by him. You should go back and listen to yesterday's episode. Today, let's hear it. What do you got?
He's going to get so mad at me. I told him I've been listening to this today, and he's getting like, why are you doing it so bad? I'll just play the chorus because the chorus is the good part of it.
All right, crank it up. Hell yeah!
He should play Ultra for everybody who's not. My favorite thing is his big line. It is, "Let me take control of those thighs." I want to just like make a shirt that says that for his birthday, which is in a week.
So while everything else is canceled, don't worry. Julia's boyfriend Josh still ready and willing.
He hasn't performed in a minute, but. Like Justin Bieber, maybe the one performance will change everything. No, you know what I get like kept thinking though would be hilarious. It's like all these artists like will just be like a smaller artist putting out music, and then somebody on TikTok finds it, and suddenly their whole life flips. What if that happened to him with this song? Like he made this in like probably like 2010, and just all of a sudden you have all these kids.
Doing a dance.
Doing these dances.
Some famous DJ remixes it and turns it into 2020.
It's like Ride It. Because Ride It, the song Ride It by Regard was a
Jay Sean
song from 2009. And then Regard found it.
Dude, here we go.
And now suddenly Josh is going to like have to do all these shows this summer.
he's the only one touring because everyone else is canceled because of coronavirus.
He's just this 34-year-old guy like going and doing college shows because that's where this song belongs.
No, he'll be doing stadiums by the end of the year because he's the only one willing to tour and people just want music in some way, shape, or form. So he's going to go see your boyfriend.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
The internet is having a little bit... He's still thinking about the song. Katy Perry might be revealing tonight that she's all pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is that?
She put out a tease because there's a new video dropping tonight. We'll know by, 11 o'clock Chicago time. And in the tease, it's her. Then it scrolls back and she's got...
Sorry, I don't know why that went off.
Are you playing his song again?
No, my computer just had an ad come up.
In the teaser video, it scrolls back and she's got a little bit of a baby bump and she's holding her belly. And so now everybody thinks her and Orlando Bloom are making a person.
Hmm.
Your thoughts?
Maybe that's why she keeps postponing the wedding.
It's going to be a gorgeous kid.
Yeah, well.
God. Perfect baby. Perfect baby.
I'm just like imagining what it'll look like. Beautiful blue eyes. Perfect tousled hair.
Just come out with a perfect haircut right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And an accent.
Oh, I forgot he has an accent. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Where's he from?
Over there. The UK, right? Or is he an Aussie?
I feel like he's an Aussie. Oh, no, he's from Canterbury.
Who just walked by? Who was that?
I don't know.
Oh, there goes our boss, Eric Bradley. I don't think he's listened to this yet because we're still doing it. I think the second he listens to it, he's going to shut it down and be like, hey, no more.
Can Josh do Zimmer Bash?
It's your evening spank.
RIP Twitter is trending on Twitter.
The irony.
That's a bad sign when the number one trending thing on your website is something bad about you.
What is it? Why?
Oh, because they're going to announce a 24-hour only stories feature. Just like Instagram and Facebook.
I do agree that that's really stupid. Like, Twitter is my favorite form of social media, but for the standalone thing that it is, like, you guys are doing fine. You do stories are not in your lane. I thought Facebook was overstepping with the stories. I like stories for Instagram.
It's called Fleets, Fleets, and it's now being tested in Brazil.
Isn't that an enema? Like a fleet enema?
Wait, what?
Fleet enema. That's like, what you put up your butt to poop. Yeah, Google it. Fleet enema. Work Wi-Fi. Go.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you do know that. The Fleet Saline Enema Twin Pack is $1.99 at Target right now. That's the very first thing that popped up. 99 reviews, 5 stars.
Right.
Oh, can I read you the very first review?
Sure.
For the Fleet Enema. The title is this works for impacted stool. Cherry reviewed this on Target's website February 10th.
Impacted stool, ew.
I had really bad impacted stool / constipation twice in the past 2 weeks. It was so miserable. The first time I tried a suppository and it didn't work. In fact, it made it hurt worse. The second time I tried this enema, it didn't hurt to administer it. Minister spelled wrong. Happy National Grammar Day. But it did hurt to push the stool out afterward. After 10 or 15 minutes, two massive pieces of impacted stool popped right out. I was so relieved.
Ew.
Note, I did have to do this in the bathtub to make myself more comfortable. Kind of gross, but cleaned up really well afterwards. So cheap, too. So anyway, yeah, Twitter's doing that.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
Dish Network is paying a fan of The Office $1,000 in cash, along with a Netflix gift card and a bag of The Office merchandise to watch 15 hours of the sitcom for its 15-year anniversary, which is about 45 episodes. $1,000 to sit there and watch The Office for 10 hours. Could you do that?
I probably could. I don't watch the show, and I know it's my humor, and I would enjoy it.
Okay, but let's back up. If this was the same deal for Friends,
yeah, I could
would
do
it be the greatest gig of all time?
Yeah. I mean, just chilling and watching your favorite show. Like, I would go out there, and I would try to get sick so I could do this. Because, like, being sick and watching TV, it just, like, it makes watching TV extra good.
You can jump on usdish.com to try and sign up. The lucky fan must complete a checklist and be able to identify the common phrases from the show. Their goal is to better understand how often sitcoms repeat regular tropes. T-R-O-P-E. What does that mean? Do you know what that means?
Situations?
Maybe. You must fill out the application. You got to be 18 years or older, U.S. citizen, and you just go to usdish.com. I like The Office. It's a fine show. I'd watch 45 episodes for $1,000. Got no problem with that. Sign me up.
Figurative or metaphorical use of a word or expression.
That's what tropes means?
Oh, it says plot.
Oh, then there you go. Hey, we learned something. See, if for nothing else,
we learned what trope means on this podcast.
Learning stuff.
It's your evening spank with Julia and Tyler.
Ariana Grande is single.
I don't think she was actually dating that guy.
He's got a name.
Mikey from Social House.
Yeah. We interviewed him at Lala.
We did. They were
actually
delightful.
I think it was you and Kenzie.
Yeah, Kenzie's like actually friends with them.
Yo, where's Kenzie? Can we get the inside scoop?
I know. Well, remember when we interviewed them at Lala was the day after the first speculation that they were dating, and we got told, like, do not ask about it.
And so that's why we put Kenzie in there, since Kenzie was friends. We thought that she could coerce him to just spill everything, and
right,
he did not.
But I don't know. Maybe they just hooked up or something, but, like, there was a whole making the video on that, and they made them make out in it. I don't know. They might have just, like, had a thing, but I don't think it was anything serious, and I don't think they were dating that long. There was a video that came out, like, a couple weeks ago of her making out with some guy in the booth of a Bar Louie.
Hell yeah. Which one?
It felt so relatable. Not that I've ever made out with somebody at Bar Louie, but just like, wow, Ariana Grande goes to Bar Louie. I love that.
One of the Bar Louies that's actually still open. They closed most of them down.
I know. And you know what? I really like Bar Louie.
Bar Louie's good.
Bar Louie's good.
They closed the River North.
The effing good martini is my favorite.
Next time we go do drinks, we'll go to the one in Printer's Row. It's a lovely one.
I didn't know there was one. I love Bar Louie. I like their food. I like their drinks.
Yeah, here's one from Elite Daily. Reportedly kissed someone at a bar, and then it shows a video of her kissing someone at a bar, which tells me that it's not reportedly. She fucking did. I hate these gossip pages. So
yeah,
stupid.
But it's so far away that it could be like...
Not Ariana Grande.
Yeah, you know what's really creepy about Ariana Grande? Not her specifically, I like her, but she's got people who legitimately transform themselves into looking like her, and they do so much that it's scary. Like, if you saw this person out, you would legitimately think it's her, like one of those people you see in Vegas, even though those people look like pretty off. Like, they've got Ariana impersonators on TikTok. So all you got to do is have that person out making out at Bar Louie, and you, like, suddenly there's a headline about Ariana.
Do you think this is what's going to happen when Josh becomes famous?
Josh is going to have impersonators after his hit song blows up on TikTok.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
The regular version of Spanky's Corner podcast, which, by the way, we're going to get back to like the full like 40-minute episodes next week.
Yeah, we're just getting into the groove of doing this.
Yeah, so that's coming back and whatever. So the evening Spank will still be a thing, and then the longer episodes, whatever. We're figuring all that out. But if you remember on the last one or two episodes ago of the actual Spanky's Corner podcast, we talked about how airlines, and we talked about how Julie and I are flying Spirit very soon. Mine happens to be this coming Monday. I'll report back.
Oh, yeah.
Back. Yeah.
Mine's in... like 3 weeks.
Yeah. But you mentioned that Delta's your favorite airline. You're from Detroit. That's where Delta is. And guess what?
Southwest
Delta
or Delta?
Added? Yeah. Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah. Southwest. Yeah. Well, you know what Southwest isn't doing that Delta is? They added Spike Seltzer.
Yeah. But you know what?
Hell
they,
yeah.
They cut you off, and I need like 5 Spike Seltzers to get somewhere.
What do you mean they cut you off?
Like, I feel like they always do drink cutoffs on plane.
Nah, you just got to go back and talk with the friendly flight attendants.
Okay.
Yeah, just roll back and be like, yo, can I get 2? One for me and one for my neighbor? That's how you do it.
Okay.
And then just go back, even if you don't know your neighbor. Just pretend like you are and then just start guzzling Spike Seltzers.
I talked to this guy once who said a hack he does on planes, which I would never do this because I feel like I feel like I would immediately get struck by lightning. But he says he uses a credit card that's no longer active to pay for drinks on airplanes because they don't run it until they land because the internet.
I don't want bad airplane karma.
Me neither. But he says he does that.
I think they can track you down now if you have a frequent flyer number attached, because everything is attached to your seat and your name and your frequent flyer number. So I think they would probably track you down.
Yeah.
By the way, it's Bon and Viv Spike Seltzer.
Bon and
too.
Viv, I think, is the greatest Spike Seltzer. White Claw is the cutest can, but Bon and Viv gets you drunker. They used to be like a percent higher in alcohol, and I think they've lowered it, but I still feel like that you get more bang for your buck with a Bon Viv.
Would you book a Delta flight just based on the fact that they have Spike Seltzer now?
I wouldn't. I feel like vodka or wine is just, if we're trying to drink on a plane, we're trying to get drunk. This is where I'm at in life. I'm in my mid to late 20s. I'm in my late 20s, but that's just what I'm going to say until I'm 29. We're not drinking anymore just to have a drink. We only drink when we get drunk because otherwise it's wasted calories. So if I'm drinking on a flight, I'm trying to get after it. So give me straight liquor or give me wine.
Why don't you just be that guy in Chicago that's just doing the all beer diet? He's losing weight. Have you heard about this guy?
Yeah, he's going to die because it's like...
Oh, no. A Chicago bar owner is on a beer-only diet during 40 days of Lent, and he's already lost 18 pounds.
Well, it's because he's not eating. That's so stupid. Like, you're going to die.
He's admitted he hasn't run this by his doctor. However...
Yeah, it's not going to go well. He's not eating protein. I'm mad. I feel like his doctor...
He's given up solid foods in favor of a beer-only diet. It's a fast once performed by 17th century Pauliner monks. So... He is doing what they did, and they created a beer for him, and now he's drinking the same beer they drank in the 17th century. This guy's one of the owners of Kaiser Tiger over in West Loop. That's a great spot. And Patty Long's over on Diversity Parkway. His wife is now supportive after realizing he wasn't going to be drunk all the time. He's drinking just 4 beers a day and drinking a lot of water to go with it. And he's doing it for a full 50 days. And he's already dropped 18 pounds. But this is a thing they used to do back in the 17th century.
Okay, so that makes it okay.
Yes. It worked for them then. Who's to say it can't work now?
It sounds like him and his wife have bigger fish to fry with their fucking relationship problems. I'm just happy he's not drinking. Like, come on.
Good for him.
Ugh.
Shout out to this guy. What's his name? Patrick Berger. Good for Patrick Berger. You're an inspiration for all of us. Don't listen to what Julia says. You keep being you, Patrick Berger.
When you say it like Patrick Berger, it sounds like a burger that would be on a menu.
Kind of want a cheeseburger, speaking of protein. Anything else this week?
Nope, I think that's all for today.
How do you think we did today on a scale of 1 to 1 out of 10?
5.
Spanky's Corner. Rate, review, subscribe. And don't forget your disposable grocery bags, you wasteful whore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.